I've got one word. I've got one thought. Very, very familiar scripture. Preached probably from it any time. But got to preach from it the other day. And there was a word in there that it just stuck. And I've been dealing with that word ever since that it stuck in my heart. And so I'm going to be preaching from this one word today. And it's found in Jeremiah 6th chapter, 16th verse. Very familiar scripture, but good scripture. Jeremiah was a prophet concerning the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah was a prophet concerning the things to come. And we're here, we're right in the middle, maybe on the last end of their prophecy. The Bible said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path.
Yeah, amen.
Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul.
That's right, amen.
But they said, we will not walk therein. We're going to end our reading right there, but you know, I look down there and the Bible's talked about a spiritual rest. If we know we get tired here, and we get caught up with the world, but every once in a while we need a rest. And you know, whenever we do everything that we are supposed to do, I'm walking in the ways of the Lord. It's a comfort. It's a rest. For our souls to know that everything is all right between us and God.
Yeah.
I put the word today that I want to use. Is the good way. I know the Bible said the old way. I can remember people back yonder. Jonah. God had a work for Jonah to do. And it come to Jonah one day and it said, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to preach the word of God. I listen. But instead he separated himself from the presence of God and went away from God. I listen to Bible. I said if the Lord brought him back. If he had not repented of the things he'd done, the Bible said he saw where he went wrong. He began to pray from out of the sea. And his voice was heard. And God had compassion. He sent this fish after him.
Yeah.
And brought him back. It's good to walk in the old way. It's good to ask about the old way. Brother, listen, I want you to know the good way the way of the cross. Good way that the Lord sent down the Holy Ghost and convicted my sins and I repented of my sins. And got on the good way.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to slow down. In the 6th chapter of John again, in the 65th verse, and he said, therefore, say I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father.
Yeah.
From that time, many of his disciples, I went back, and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered him, have I not chosen a huge whale, and one of you is a devil. Brother, to who, where we go, I'm glad that there was a good way, a joyful way, whenever we are walking a good fellowship with God, we have a right to assemble ourselves together and pray and ask and seek after His presence. Brother, listen, I never was so happy in all of my life. Not knowing what would come later, but the day whenever the Lord called for me to go and preach His word, and I said, I can't, Lord, but there was a day.
That's right.
When I come face to face.
Yeah.
And that was the Lord Jesus. I surrendered myself unto Him. And I said, Lord, I will go. I will do the best I can. The good way. Brother, there's a trouble and on every hand. A sorrow. But that's whenever we're so good. The good way is endearing unto the end.
Yeah, that's it.
And listen, the Bible said that there were many of His disciples that went back and said, we will not walk therein, and they walked with Him no more. But Simon Peter said, thou hast the words of eternal life. To where will we go? Who else has these words? Listen, they realized that there was no another name under heaven I give except the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, but He said to Nicodemus, you must be no other way. You must be born again. I thought of the Apostle Paul. He had a way. The Bible said to study, to seek, and ask. He said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
That's right.
Brother, listen. I'm glad that whenever I see Apostle Paul, he was on his way to Damascus, working against the plan of God's salvation. But whenever the Lord struck him down, listen, and whenever he got on the good way, brother, listen, he was a new man.
That's right.
All things have passed away.
That's right.
And whenever he endeared, and he had some endearing to do, brother, I have seen a young man, get saved and believe when they were saved as they could be. But when trouble come, whenever temptation come, they turn and walk no more with him.
That's right.
Listen. They were seeing people saved on every hand, not one, not two, but just tons of people. Since I've been going, I've seen how many, I don't know, but people leave the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ and go and walk no more with Him. But they that endear unto the end of the same shall be saved.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus said, I come quickly. Behold, my reward is with me.
Yeah.
To give every man according to the works. Listen, I'm glad to be on the good way. I listen, it's a joy unspeakable. I just can't explain the joy that goes along. Being on the good way. Listen, it's a holy way, a good way. And he said to walk therein.
That's right.
Never known whatever happened to these men that turned and walked no more with him. And they turned and walked because he said, No man cometh unto me.
Yeah.
Except it was given unto him of my Father.
Yeah.
They just turned and went away.
Bless more.
It don't take nothing. I seem like for people to get upset and go from the presence of the church the good way, brother, it's the way by the church.
That's right.
He give his life for the church. This building will perish or burn.
That's right. Amen.
But the church is a people that has been born again, enduring affliction, coming together in one mind, in one accord, with joy and love. I thought again, sister, no doubt she was on the good way.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
How she endured. I don't see how that the woman pressed on. Come every time that she could. She forsaken herself. She put herself and her pain aside. Because it was a good way. She longed to be at the house of God. Whenever the doors are open. I'd rather do it what she could do.
That's right. Amen.
My. Whenever Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me.
Yeah.
And when he gets you, he will have his reward. And it won't be what we thought about it. It won't be what somebody else said about it. But he'll know the heart. From out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
That's right.
Man, ain't you glad to be on the good way?
Yeah, amen.
The good way is a joyful way.
Yeah.
The good way, I can see, even Peter, Simon, Peter, that talked to the Lord there that day, and he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we are sure, no doubt, nothing wavering, that you see, in the flesh, he denied the Lord, and the Lord told him he would do it.
Yeah.
We will stray here and there. What did Peter do? He went out and wept bitterly.
Yeah.
He had little godly sorrow. He was sorry in his heart that he betrayed the name of Jesus. Whenever Jesus looked on him, listen, he could say his heart was condemned, and he repented of his sins.
Yeah.
He repented, and there was forgiveness.
Yeah.
Jesus said, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our shortcomings. He just likes to hear us pray.
Yeah.
And he enjoys. He said it's the Father's good will, good pleasure to give the little flock, what we stand in need of. Brother, listen, just another good dose of salvation from on high. I'm not ashamed to repent of my sins. I'm not ashamed to say, Lord, I've come short. Listen, keep me on the good way. It's a joyful way this morning. Listen, whenever Sunday morning arrive, I'm on my way to the house of God. Because the way of the church is a good way. Whenever he wrote my name away up yonder.
That's right. Amen.
I'm looking for a reward one day.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Listen, that has words of eternal life.
Yep.
To hear him say that we've been faithful over a few things.
Amen.
He'll make a ruler over him. Enter in to the joys of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to make sure that everything is took care of.
Yeah.
Nothing left undone. I certainly don't want to forsaken the Lord.
That's right.
And when we forsaken the house of God, we forsaken the Lord. He is in control. So, we are together on the good way. I like the good way.
Yeah, amen.
There was joy I entered into my heart. I repented of my sins. I'm born again. And then I was on the good way. Enjoying the good way.
Amen.
Listen. I've done things that kindly was not right. And the joy of my salvation was not there. Maybe I had to repent, go and talk to the Lord maybe many times before that I could receive the good way, the joyful way again. Listen, the Lord gave me the ability to read, and one day He took it away. And if you never had that experience with the Lord, listen, it's as simple as this. I was playing an old dobro. I loved that old dobro. And I was getting to where I could kindly play a tune. But I was putting it before this ring room. So simple. Somebody said something about the Word of God. I said, boys, I'm going to read that when I get home. When I got home and I reached and pulled my Bible to me and I looked at it, I couldn't read nothing. I couldn't read nothing. How quick. You see, that we can get out of fellowship with God.
Yeah.
It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
That's right. Amen.
It took me for weeks to get back to where I could read. Does that not tell us something?
Yeah, amen.
If I'd have been and had the ability from a little boy to read everything I wanted to read, I probably wouldn't even realize that I was out of the fellowship of God. Brother, we are to stand and know our relationship with God is clean and pure and holy through our works.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Through our works. I wasn't feeling too good anyway. Spiritual. And boy, that just put the icing on the cake. You talk about scared.
Bless you, Lord.
I was scared. I had come to the point. I was going to the church. And I was going to tell you to hunt for somebody else. I was quitting. How easy it is to get our fellowship with God.
Yeah. That's right.
But that Sunday morning, man, when I was able to read, you talk about joy. This little boy was full of joy because I had found a good way again. It's a joyful way. Listen, I don't know what you got out of the scripture.
Bless
I don't know what you get out of the message. But if you know in your heart that you're doing something or about to do something that's not pleasing to God.
Yeah.
Let me back to you. Don't stray away from the good way.
Amen.
And a joyful way.
Yeah.
You may have to, you know, the sister, she forsaken herself for the church. She could have stayed home and been justified, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But she had something in her heart that drove her home to the church. Paul, he said in the end, he said, I am ready to be offered. I am ready to go. He said, I have fought. Goodbye. I have finished my course.
Yeah, amen.
He fought a good fight, and he had finished his course. And he said, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
Amen.
Not only just him, but for me and you. But Lord expected work out of Paul. And I believe that a man with, believe with all my heart, he left this world with clean hands and a pure heart.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what you got on your mind, and I don't know how it is with you, but there's not a pleasure in the flesh worth losing yourself.
That's right. Amen.
If I ain't told you the words, God help me. If we stand, I'm going to give you a chance to correct the errors of your way. Listen, we have the errors of the way. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I'm ashamed that I did them, but we vary here and there. and it cuts your blessings off. Listen. If there's anybody that needs to come to altar, correct anything in the errors of their way.